Gary was diagnosed with early stage Alzheimer's in December of 2014. The thing that I would say to other early stage caregivers and patients is to take advantage of what Alzheimer's chapter, the association, has to give you. It's free of charge, and take advantage of it and don't hide from it, and come and meet the rest of the people and find out that you're not alone.
It doesn't matter what you say or what you do. It just matters how you feel and how you show yourself, you know, that you're going to fight it. If you're not going to fight it, you're going to be in trouble. I'm all in.
I was pregnant with my third son, Beckett, and it was a high-risk pregnancy, so I had been on and off bed rest throughout most of that pregnancy. That evening, I was reading to my kids and then started to not feel well. I went unconscious and was hemorrhaging. I went to the hospital, and the emergency room told me that my son had passed away. After the delivery, I started hemorrhaging again, and they rushed me in for 9 hours of life-saving surgery. And during that time and the time of the delivery, I received a total of 29 blood transfusions. 29 people saved my life. How can we spread this word, and how can we get on board with, you know, making sure people are donating blood? And what they've given to me is something that I could never, ever repay. And the only way that I can repay them is by spreading the word of blood donation. And what they do and what they've done for me is a gift. I got the gift of life.
I really do appreciate the fact that the Broncos have sponsored the Denver Broncos Boys and Girls Club, and the fact that the Broncos take time out to come and visit with the kids, you know, share time with them. It really helps our kids know that there are others out there that support them, and that, you know, they see the Broncos come in and they can see that, man, one day I could be a Broncos player. Or they go to the stadium and they visit with the corporate people, and these people have really taken on our children to show that, you know, there's a future for them out there. It's just opened up so many doors, opportunities for inner city kids that they don't normally get on a daily basis. So I'm completely honored and blessed that the club is there. And I'm also blessed that the Broncos have supported that club as much as they have, because it's been a great thing.
When I first came in contact with the Denver Rescue Mission, I was homeless. The programs that they have there are mostly financial. It helps you save money for your future. The youth center has been great. My kids love it. They were pretty rough when we came in, and I think they've seen a different perspective. I came into the program believing that I didn't have anything else left. They've definitely had helped me with hope. I do have hope.
Food Bank of the Rockies has helped my family in so many ways. I came to Food Bank of the Rockies. It was really hard for me to actually swallow that pride as a person and realize it was more important to provide for my family. That going to a place where people don't judge you. You walk in the doors and they greet you with open arms. And they never question why you're in the situation that you're in. I gotta tell you, it was the one thing that changed my heart around into a place that it is now, which is just give, give, give. And those people are just the heart and soul of what makes this country a better place to live in. It's a really good place to be in when you know that you're not afraid to fail anymore, because there's always going to be people that can help you back up.
fans, please join the Denver Broncos in a mile-high salute for these incredible women and celebrate with us their courage, their fight, and their determination. Truly, champions in our community.
I went into this not expecting to buy a home. I just was looking for something bigger, affordable for my children and myself. I put in my application and they called me back. She was like, I got some news for you. You guys got the house? And I was like, oh my God. But with this experience and working along the side of people from the Broncos, I never knew that teams actually went in the community to help out. I would like to thank Habitat for everything that they've done for my family and myself. Going forward, you know, I share this with everybody, and I really appreciate it.
Domestic violence impacts us all. And a friend of mine asked me, well, why are you doing this, Mitch? And they said, you know, I'm doing it for the kids. And I said, it's that kid that's hiding. It's that kid that when his father comes through the door, he knows it's going to be a long night. He knows, or she knows, that she's going to have to listen to what their mother has to go through. And Rose, thank you so much, because this is what this place is about. It's about ending that. Ending that for some of these children.
My vision for Project PAVE, working in the community, is the ultimate goal of creating a space where young men can rethink what masculinity is about and what it could be about.
Project PAVE put us in a safe environment. When one person came out how they felt, it just stepping stools for everyone else.
We all have a uniqueness about us, and that's what we want to kind of shine a light on in these conversations and expose the diversity. The goal is to allow you a safe space to be who you choose to be who you truly are, which is why we call it the True Man Program, because we want people to be who they truly are and not force themselves to conform to who everybody else thinks they should be.
I really think that kids learn playing the game of football discipline. They learn about being a teammate and a team member. And I think that team concept is really a good thing that kids learn through football. The biggest thing is really seeing kids over their 4 years grow, mature, both physically, emotionally, and then mentally. Football is becoming a safer game than it used to be. USA Football has been a big part of it. And we're talking about educating coaches from youth all the way up through high school, as far as levels of contact, which is imperative to lowering the risk of injury. Helmet and equipment fitting, and that helmet has to fit and hit fit very well. So those are some of the basic things that are real important. I can't remember not being a part of the game and being able to continue with young kids and see them develop over the course of their high school career has been real rewarding.